Hello and welcome to Daily Psalm Reading. My name is Alex and today's psalm is Psalm 46. We're going to be reading this psalm twice. We're going to read it first from the New International Version and we're going to read it a second time from the King James Version. And this is a psalm of the sons of Korah, just as some of the previous psalms have been. So let's read together. Psalm 46, first from the New International Version. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear. Though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging, there is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within her. She will not fall. God will help her at the break of day. Nations are in uproar. Kingdoms fall. He lifts his voice. The earth melts. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come and see what the Lord has done, the desolations he has brought on the earth. He makes wars cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire. He says, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth." The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. And now we read the same psalm again, but this time we read from the King James Version. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth be removed and the mountains be carried into the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. The heathen raged, the kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice, the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Come, behold the works of the Lord, what desolations he hath made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow. He cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. This has been Psalm 46, and it's a psalm that is just as a couple of the psalms before it, which are also written by the sons of Korah, is rich in imagery and powerful imagery as well. There's talk about the earth giving way and the waters roaring and the mountains quaking. But it starts off with this phrase, God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. If we are in trouble, God is there. He is ever present. He's not just there in some of our troubles or some of our good days or when we've been particularly holy on one day, but God really is an ever-present help in trouble. Is there something that you need help with? Call to God. He is our refuge. What does it mean that God is our refuge? Well, there used to be these things called cities of refuge that we read about in the Old Testament. And there were places that you could run to for safety. And if you were in this city, then you were safe until such time as your trial could be fairly done. We can run to the Lord for safety. He is our refuge. Not only is he the place we go to for safety, but he is also our strength, who is able to give us the strength we need to do what we need to do. This is how the psalm starts. And it goes on with a therefore, because God is our refuge, because God is our strength, because God is ever present in trouble, we will not fear. And the psalmist then lists some scary natural disasters. Earthquakes, mountains falling down, the oceans surging. But we don't need to be afraid. The one who made the mountains, who made the oceans, he is the one that protects us and gives us strength and is with us in trouble. We then get some descriptive imagery about the city of God, the place where the Most High dwells. Now, in the Old Testament, the place where God dwells is very much in his temple, in his tabernacle. And that phrase tabernacle is one which is used in the King James Version, which we read together. In the King James Version, it says, "There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High." This is where God dwells. And how can there be more than one tabernacle? How can they have the tabernacles of the Most High? Well, I suggest that this is looking forward to the time when the Holy Spirit comes and dwells in us, come and tabernacles in us, which is only made possible because of the blood of Jesus. When we know that God is within us, we cannot be moved. God helps us early in the morning. In this psalm, we've also got the very famous passage, the very famous memory verse, which you might have heard before. "Be still and know that I am God." And often when this is used, there's thoughts of reflection and quiet spaces and meditation. But actually, if we have a look at the context, the place where God is saying "be still" is amidst war. From verse 9, well, even let's go back one further. Let's go from verse 8. "Come and see what the Lord has done, the desolations he has brought on the earth." Now, desolations aren't normally a good thing. If someone said, "Come and see these desolations," we wouldn't think, "Oh, that's great. I'd love to see that." But actually, the desolations have been brought about because God has been ending wars. What are the desolations? Verse 9. "He makes wars cease to the ends of the earth. He's broken the bow, the spear, the shields, the chariots," as it says in the King James Version. God brings these things which people think are mighty, and he breaks them. And he says, "Be still. Stop your wars, stop your fighting, put down the spear, it's been broken, the chariots have been burned. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen, I will be exalted in the earth." God is God. It doesn't matter where you are, what nation you are from, where in the earth you are. Trust that he is God. Trust that the Almighty is with us. Trust that the God of Jacob is our fortress. So whatever battles you're going through, trust that God is mighty, that he can cause those wars to cease. So be still and trust that he is your refuge, your strength, your help in trouble, your fortress, and he is with you. He is ever present, so do not fear. Thank you so much for listening to Daily Psalm Reading today. God bless you and goodbye.